Rough and tumble in Tampa. Romney senses the worst may be over for him and goes after a confident Gingrich looking for another come-from-behind victory in the Florida primary. On this Tuesday, January 24th, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here. Celeste is out this week. We're going to take a hard look at that tough debate in Tampa last night. We're going to look at a decision by the State Department that recalls a debacle 30 years ago. And Latino voters get some attention from candidates, if not lawmakers. We'll take a look at the political implications of that. Tonight, President Obama delivers the State of the Union address. We've been asking you this question. What would you tell a joint session of Congress, huh, if you could give them a piece of your mind? Jay from Rhode Island texted what he'd like to hear. Challenge Congress to do something positive in an election year. What would you tell that joint session of Congress? Tell us the story at 877-8-MY-TAKE or send a text to 69866. Lead with the word take. Let's check the morning's top headlines, though. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney, bowing to pressure, has finally released 2 years of his tax returns. Reviews of his 2010 return show Romney paying nearly $3 million in federal taxes on $21.7 million of income. It's a tax rate of just under 14%. Most of the earnings come from investments and capital gains. The Romneys gave just under $3 million to charity, with half of that going to the Mormon Church. They're members of the Mormon Church. The former Massachusetts governor also put out an estimate of his 2011 filings. He says the documents will generate chatter, but no surprises. We'll be part of that chatter later on this morning. The release of the documents by the Romney campaign came just hours after a GOP candidate's debate in Florida. It was the first debate after Newt Gingrich's commanding win in the South Carolina primary. National polls show a virtual dead heat between the former House Speaker and Mitt Romney, but Mitt Romney does have an edge in Florida right now. Romney was on the offensive.
The truth is that the members of his own team, his congressional team, after his 4 years of leadership, they moved to replace him. This was the first time in American history that a Speaker of the House has resigned.
Romney's tough criticism of Newt Gingrich. And Gingrich has swung back at criticism of his ties to mortgage companies Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
I think it's pretty clear to say that I have never, ever gone and done any lobbying. In fact, we brought in an expert on lobbying law and trained all of our staff.
The Florida primary is a week away. More on the debate and Romney's taxes coming up. President Obama is getting to deliver the State of the Union address tonight to that joint session of Congress. Aides say the president will focus on the economy as he gears up for his reelection. He'll hit familiar themes of economic fairness for the middle class. He'll urge higher taxes on the wealthy. The president will also propose ways to make college more affordable and offer new steps to curb the housing crisis. A deadly day in Iraq as a pair of car bombings ripped through Baghdad, killing at least 8. Police say the first attack targeted day laborers in Baghdad's Sadr City neighborhood. Another explosion went off near a pastry shop. At least 170 people have died in attacks since the beginning of this year. And two legally blind women appearing to gain some vision after an experimental treatment using embryonic stem cells. It's the first test in humans with sight problems like these. However, researchers caution the work is still in the very early stages. Checking the markets this morning, Asian markets are up. European indices are down, though. Concerns about the euro debt crisis. And futures on Wall Street are down as well. The Dow gets underway at 12,708. The S&P opens at 1,316. And the NASDAQ begins trading about 3.5 hours from now at 2,784. Tonight's the State of the Union. And it's a State of the Union stump speech. Every 4 years or so, actually probably once a decade, a sitting president gets to deliver a State of the Union address in the middle of an election campaign. Barack Obama will be doing that tonight. And what if you were addressing a joint session of Congress? What would you tell the government and the nation, for that matter? A listener from Coventry, Rhode Island, wants to hear a call for bipartisan cooperation and compromise. I suspect we'll hear some of that tonight as well. An earnest wish came in via text. You can text your take to 69866. Lead with the word take. Or just call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Coming up, last night was Florida's first Republican presidential debate. And it got a little dark in the Sunshine State. Well, it was a lot of swinging on the part of the four candidates, particularly the two frontrunners, Gingrich and Romney, Paul and Santorum. More on that in just a few minutes.
The There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.